Well, today we have the passage from St. Luke chapter 4, when the Lord goes back home where he had been raised, to the town of Nazareth. And it says he had grown up there, and he went back according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. That's an interesting point, that every Saturday, the Sabbath, Jesus went with, I'm sure, Mary and Joseph, and they faithfully attended the synagogue, just as we faithfully attend Mass every Sunday, even every day if we like. And just so Jesus was also in that good discipline, that good habit of going with his mother and his foster father, St. Joseph, to the Sabbath as a regular custom, as a regular part of their week. Now, on this occasion, because he was considered a rabbi, a traveling preacher, he was called upon to be the lector at that ceremony in the synagogue. And so they called upon him, and they handed him, out of all the many scrolls that they could have had, they handed him the prophet Isaiah. Now, these scrolls were parchments that were sewn together. Some of them were a couple feet long. Some of them were as long as 35 feet long, these scrolls written on both sides. And they were held together by these wooden posts. And so you would have to unroll the scroll. So imagine sort of the excitement, the tension. Well, what will he pick from this entire prophet Isaiah? Of course, it's like 50-some chapters. And so he unscrolled, opened up the scroll, and he found the place that predicts the Messiah. And this great Jubilee year that will come about when the Messiah was coming to Israel. And this was the passage that he chose about the Anointed One, the Christ. See, the word Messiah means the Anointed One. The word Christ means the Anointed One. So this passage was all about their long-awaited Messiah. They've been waiting for thousands of years for the Messiah to come and to get rid of the Gentiles and drive out the Romans, and to usher in all these blessings. And so he picked this passage. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. So he talked about the Messiah, the long-awaited Christ, the Anointed One, and that the Messiah will bring glad tidings to the poor, proclaim liberty to captives, recovery of sight to the blind, let the oppressed go free, and proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. A year of jubilee, a year of jubilation, which normally occurred every 50 years, where they would free the prisoners and forgive everyone's debts and let the land be unplanted for a year of relaxation and rejoicing. So then Jesus reads that passage. He then rolls up the scroll, hands it back to the altar boy, to the attendant, and says, everyone gazed upon him intently. What was he going to say about this most important passage in the Old Testament, the one that predicted the Messiah? And Jesus said something so shocking, so surprising, that it took everyone off guard. He said, today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing. Imagine that. They've been waiting for 2,000 years for the Messiah to come along, for their Christ, their Anointed One. And he said that today it has happened. Incredible shock ran through everyone. Some people were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. But then it began to dawn on them. You've got to be kidding. We know him. He's a local boy. His father is Joseph the carpenter. He spent 30 years here working in the carpentry shop. He goes off preaching for a couple of years and now comes back and says he's the Messiah of the Jewish people. He's the Christ who's going to drive out the Romans and restore the kingdom to Israel. And they began to complain. They began to criticize the Lord. And the Lord said, yes, I know you want me to do in my native place what you've heard me done and that I did in other places, miracles. He says, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his native place. And then the Lord really gets them upset because he uses two examples from the Old Testament where God bestowed his blessings not upon the Jewish people, but upon the foreigners, upon the Gentiles. He says, he quotes two passages from the Old Testament. He says, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah the prophet, when there was a famine and a drought for 3.5 years. But Elijah did not go to any of the Jewish widows. He went to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. He went to a foreigner. And then he says, there were many lepers in the day of Elisha the prophet. But Elisha did not cure any of the Jewish lepers. He cured Naaman the Syrian. And the Syrians were hated by the Jews. He was a Gentile. And it says, when the crowd heard this, they all rose up and they formed a mob, a big crowd. They grabbed Jesus by his robe and they drove him out of the synagogue. I've been a priest 23 years. That's never happened to me. Okay? Nobody's ever gotten that upset to come up and to drag a priest out of the pulpit and take him out. Nazareth is this little city, town, backwater town built on a hill. They took him over to the cliff, and they were about to push him off the cliff, about to kill Jesus, and he slipped through their midst. It was not his time. It says they wanted to throw him down headlong over the cliff. That's how upset he made them. Why did he make them so upset? Well, first, he claimed to be the Messiah. He claimed to be the fulfillment of this Old Testament prophecy, claimed to be the Anointed One, and then even after that, he said that he was going to also not only save the Jewish people, but save the Gentiles as well, that the foreigners would be welcomed into his kingdom. And this was so unheard of that they couldn't take it anymore, and they plotted to kill him. So again, what a powerful reading we have today when we think about Jesus fulfilling the prophet Isaiah. And all the people that have waited for thousands of years, they got to hear the Messiah read those words that day in that synagogue in that little town. And that day, Jesus fulfilled the prophet Isaiah.